KQED.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer decided not to attend a meeting with President Trump yesterday after what Pelosi called, quote, verbal abuse in a tweet from the president over any deal for undocumented immigrants. Now, with all this political back and forth, it can be easy to lose sight of the actual people brought to the United States as children who are affected as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program ends. From KPCC, Leslie Beristein-Rojas brings us this profile.
One recent October morning, Zulema Barajas is visiting her mother in Van Nuys. The hazy autumn light illuminates a couple of posters in the apartment window. One features brown and black faces with the words, "We are here to stay."
For me, these represent everything we're fighting for.
Barajas, a 27-year-old freelance photographer, and her mother, Maria Eugenia Galvan, say they want the same thing, a law that would let Barajas and her younger sister keep the protection they have under the program known as DACA. Their permits to legally live and work in the U.S. expire a year from now. Barajas seems at first fired up and hopeful.
I'm not planning on what I'm going to do when that time comes that I'm left without anything. I'm focused on what we need to do now to make sure that that doesn't happen.
She talks about a recent trip to Washington, D.C., where she and other young immigrants lobbied Congress for what they call a Clean Dream Act. That's a bill that would protect them without targeting other immigrants, especially their parents. Barajas' mom fully supports this. She's an unauthorized immigrant. But after talking a while, the harsh reality of their situation tumbles out.
Nosotros lo hemos hablado, mi esposo y yo.
Galvan says she and her husband have talked. They've decided if Congress lets their daughter stay on the condition that they, their parents, must leave, then they'll leave, willingly. This is not a place Barajas likes to go.
If something came and it was permanent and it was at the cost of not being with my parents, I wouldn't stay.
Their conversation gets at the question that many DACA recipients and their families are grappling with now. What do we do? For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristein-Rojas in Los Angeles.